Rashi al HaTorah, Parashat Mishpatim, Aliyat Rishon. The Parashat starts off by saying, Ve'ela HaMishpatim, Asher Tasim Lifnehem. And these are the laws that you should place before them. We have the Vav over here, is connecting what we're going to say over here to what was previously said. This Parashat Mishpatim deals with all civil law, deals with monetary law, deals with sales, deals with slaves, deals with all different types of civil law that one may think is not part of a ritualistic structure being discussed by the Torah, but this Vav is coming to connect and tell us, just like what was in the previous Perek is part of Torah, is part of Sinai, this Perek, which is all civil law, is also part of the Torah of Hashem. There's no separation between church and state in the Torah. And that's what Rashi tells us over here. Ve'ele, the word, the Vav over here, and these, Mosif al Harishonim, is adding to what was said earlier. Maharishonim misinai, af elu misinai. Just like the previous Perek, which dealt with the Mizbeach and dealt with the Ten Commandments, are from Sinai, this Perek is from Sinai as well. And Rashi beautifully points out the way we illustrate that fact. V'lama nismecha parashat dinin, the parashat mizbeach. Why do we have all of the dinin, all the laws that we have in this parashat mishpatim over here connected to the parashat of the mizbeach? They seem to be two super disconnected facts. Lomar lecha, in order to teach you, she tasim sanhedrin etzel hamikdash, the way that the Har HaBayit was set up. You had the Bet HaMikdash up there, and in the Lishkat HaGazit, all the way up there on Har HaBayit, the halakha is, you have to have the great Sanhedrin, the spot where you have all of the laws being discussed. You have the 71-member court, the great Sanhedrin, up there as well, where they discuss all halachic matters. So we see the fusion between the ritualistic, the spiritual, and the civil law that's here down to earth. We partner these two things together, just like the Luchot were given, five next to five. We had them structured next to each other. One may wonder, why don't we have the Aseret HaDiberot numbered 1 to 10 in one long block? Why do we have to have two Luchot? Why do we have to have two different stones next to each other? And Hachamim answer, that point is to show you. You may think that it's the top five are going to be the ones that relate to man and God. But in order to show you that there's equality between these two branches of law, between the Ben Adam LaMakom and Ben Adam LeHavero, that there's equality over here, just like you need to treat Hashem well when it comes to ritual law, you also need to make sure that you treat your friends well, that civilly, when it comes to monetary matters, when it comes to everything discussed in Parashat Mishpatim, that is on equal playing field, that's on the same level as the ritualistic spiritual law, Ben Adam LaMakom. Ben Adam Lachaviro is equal. And that's the whole idea that we're trying to express over here. These laws in Parashat Mishpatim are the same laws that are given on Har Sinai that were discussed. Same laws as the nitty-gritty spiritual laws of the Mizbeach. And to illustrate that point, like we said, we have the Sanhedrin up there in the spot where the Mizbeach is going to be. And that's how we have to live our lives. We can't emphasize one over the other. We can't be these people who are just focused on ritual, but we neglect anything when it comes to Ben Adam LaHavero. We don't treat people correctly. That would be neglecting a crucial component of Torah. And the inverse, we can't just say we're going to be humanists, we're going to be people who treat others well, but when it comes to the ritualistic law, that's archaic, that's outdated, that doesn't connect to me, I'm not going to do that. If you're going to follow, one, you have to look at the Torah as a package deal. It's all or none. A person has to opt in and say, just like this is important, that is important as well.